and identify the guest really got drunk by the identifying the behavior, you should know what exactly the he is behaving. If he is too much have the alcoholic beverage, and if he is too much drunk, you are not supposed to give more alcoholic to them. Stop serving them immediately. If he had more drink, you are supposed to stop serving alcohol to him immediately. The same time, offer the consumer, offer the customer coffee and food as an alternative drink also. This is also one offer. Those who are having more alcoholic beverages, you can offer some coffee, or you can have some offer for food also. Call a cab or ride home for the customer and do not let them drive, because after having alcohol, he is not supposed to drive. You need to help him towards his driving mood also. And the same time, you need to escort them outside the restaurant. If he or she drunk more, they need to hand over the police also to take care of him. Control measures. Controlling is the management process of comparing actual performance with establishment standards, which is very important. Unauthorized activities like offering drinks to personal guests is very likely in a bar. Exactly what will happen is, whenever the personal guest comes, offering drinks is on an ethical mode. At the same time, the chances of spilling, overpouring or underpouring is also high in bar. What exactly will happen is, in bar, you would be serving a peg system like 30 ml or 60 ml. Whenever you are making a cocktail, you would be using alcoholic beverages in a measurement tool. So there might be chances of overpouring and less pouring also. You need to take care of these controlling measures also. Controls are important and applied during purchase, receiving, issuing and selling of alcohol and non-alcoholic beverages. This is very important factor. That is the reason always the food and beverage control system comes in the picture. Whenever you are ordering, whenever you are receiving, whenever you are selling also. Objectives of beverage control. What are the objectives of the beverage control? Establish and maintain standards. You need to establish and maintain standards, because what exactly will happen is, whatever the menu you have, whatever the ingredients you are using to develop the cocktail, mocktail, whatever exactly it is, if you are unable to follow the standards, the taste might differ and your establishment standards might not be the up to mark. The same time, correct pricing, it has to be correct pricing, and analyze and report income and expenditure, and prevents wastage also, and prevents fraud and management information. Bar control system, cash control, bar control systems involved, there is a cash controls. Ensure that all beverages are prevented for loss due to carelessness and dishonesty. What exactly will happen is, once you serve a drink, if you are unable to bill to the customer, it's a loss for the management. This is come under bar controlling system. Beverage inventory control, this is very important. Checking the sales of each bartender with the daily inventory register. Whatever you are doing daily sales activity, if you are able to check the opening inventory and the closing inventory which belongs to that barman, so it takes care of the control system also. Physical security, all beverages to be stored under lock and key, under a log register has to be maintained, because these are the high value alcoholic beverages. There might be chances of pilferage also. You should have always lock and key, and there should be a log register also. Whenever you take the alcoholic beverage from the locker, so you will enter in a log register with the permission of the manager, and you will take the alcoholic beverage from that. Determine the selling price and the profits. Exactly, let's discuss about the how to determine the selling price and the profit. What exactly the selling price, and what exactly you are purchasing, how you are selling, what is the price, and the same time, what is the profit? Let's discuss. To calculate the selling price, and a beverage manager should know the amount served per drink and the amount available in a bottle for each beverage sold. What exactly will happen is, you might not get the drinks as a peg system. You will get in a glass of the bottle. So the beverage manager should know, each bottle contains how many pegs. According to that only, menu can be decided. The cost of the beverage sold in a day can be taken from the item-wise sales of all types of beverages during the day by totaling BOT issued the day. So whatever the bar ordering ticket is there, by analyzing that, what are the drinks are served to the customers, you exactly analyze what are the drinks have been sold. These reports help to assess the total profits after taking out the total expenses per month. The way the P&L statement works, the same way in bar and restaurant operations, whatever you have sold minus of whatever the expenses, the profitability comes. The monthly reports provided the base for preparing the budget for the next and keeping track of the targets and achievement of this year. Exactly what will happen is, if you analyze the every month sales, day-to-day sales also, so you can budget according to that. And the same time, your budgeting will be very easy whenever you are analyzing the sales. Factors affecting beverage pricing. What are the factors are affecting for the beverage pricing? So local competition. For example, there is a beer, if you are selling for the 200 rupees, there is another bar, they are selling for the 175 rupees. So you need to reduce the price according to the situation also. So there is a local competition can affect your beverage pricing. And the product quality, if you are able to give the lesser quality, so you can give for the lesser price as well. And ambience of the place, if you have the great ambience, so obviously to maintain the grand ambience, so you need to keep the prices high. And the same time, according to the location also, if you are there in a high profile, the customer base location, so you can come up with a well decor bar, and at the same time you can keep the pricing high also. Take kind of promotional activities carried, and what kind of promotional activities you want to carry, according to that the beverage pricing also affects. These factors also have to be taken into account while making the control reports. Whenever you are making control reports, these also factors also come into the picture. Now, the cocktail and mocktail, let's discuss about the one of the beauty part in the bar operations. There is a cocktail and there is mocktails also. What exactly is a cocktail? What exactly is a mocktail? Let's discuss further. Cocktail is a very simple manner. One or two alcoholic beverages has to be there. That is a mixed drink where there might be soft drinks, there might be a fruit juice will be there, and one or two alcoholic beverages are there. This is known as a cocktail. And at the same time, it is not very clear who and when the first cocktail was created. There were originally mixture of spirits, sugar and water and bitters, which we have discussed. Cocktail contains one or more kind of spirits and our mixtures such as soda, fruit juice with ingredients which we have discussed. Briefly, if we discuss about the cocktail is a mix of alcoholic beverage, one or two alcoholic beverages with kind of soda, maybe some fruit juice, maybe some ingredients will be there, but there would be some alcoholic beverage has to be there. And mixology, what is the kind of mixology? Mixology means mixing the beverages is a mixology. So you are saying in the cocktail there would be one alcoholic beverage has to be there, one or two more alcoholic beverages has to be there, and there would be some fruit juices, there should be some soda, there should be some soft drink has to be there. So whenever you are mixing, that mixology will give you great taste. Let's discuss about the mixology. The art of mixing drinks is called as a mixology. It includes any drink in which alcoholic beverages are mixed with one or more non-alcoholic ingredients, which we have discussed. With one alcoholic beverage and with one or two non-alcoholic beverages, how we are mixing and what kind of process you are using for mixing, and this is known as mixology. It includes cocktails, highballs and all drinks, frozen drinks and coffee drinks. This art has to be mastered, and it has a must sort of after professional in the modern world. So that is the reason we have discussed, whenever you are operating a bar management, you should have skilled waiters and bartenders, because this mixology comes with the skilled only. Mixing the drinks. Cocktails are mostly made up of three parts of three types of ingredients. Let's discuss a brief about again the cocktails. So the base drink has to be there in the cocktail. This, whenever you are mixing a cocktail, you are saying that there would be three parts of ingredients are there in cocktail. What are exactly the three parts? One is the base drink, are the foundation of the drink and the constitutes of brandies, whiskies and rums and gins, which we have discussed. In any kind of cocktail, one or two alcoholic beverages are there. For example, if you have an alcoholic beverage, that is known as base drink. The modifiers. There are the spices added to the dish, enhances its flavor, and it can be fortified wine or a liqueur when several modifiers are added. The major ingredient, which is at least half the liqueur, is the mint. So there would be a modifiers also there which can be added to the cocktail. So we have discussed about the base drink and we have discussed about the modifiers, and the flavor enhancer, this is the third base for the cocktail. They are the flavors and coloring agents and garnishes. If the garnish changes the name, the drink changes as well. So these are the three parts for the mixing the drinks. Measuring the drinks. How to measure the drinks? Let's discuss about the how to measure the drinks. Prepare a cocktail involve mixing various drinks in specific measures. So you are using few ingredients to make the cocktail. What exactly that ingredients? There would be alcoholic beverages, there would be as non-alcoholic beverages, there would be some fruit juices, there would be soda. So you need to keep an eye in that what kind of ingredient and what are the measures we are using to make the cocktail. Now, to create a perfect drink, it is essential to mix drinks in exact measures. So what exactly we are talking is, whenever you are making a cocktail, whenever you are using ingredients, so different kinds of beverages you are using, there should be measure has to be there. For example, there is an X cocktail, so whatever the mix is there, there should be some measure tool has to be there for the each and every ingredient. The bartender or the mixologist has to understand the measuring methods in preparing the cocktails, which we have spoken. The basic methods to measure the ingredients are the metered pour. Ingredients are measured and dispensed through a handgun and through pours and a shot of the proper measure. What exactly will happen is, whenever you are mixing the beverages, and there will be a gun with the soft rings. Whenever you press one, so it will give you certain quantity. So this is also one type of measuring tool which we use whenever we are using cocktails. And pouring with a jigger, measuring jigger of a specific size are used for the pouring at the as per the measured drink required. This is also one kind of measuring tool which you use for making cocktails. And the free pour, it involves turning the bottle with the pourer cap or a place inside down full force of while the bartender counts slightly. Example 1, 2, 3, 4 will yield ounces. So exactly what will happen is, whenever you are pouring a beverage, you can freely you can add with the alcoholic beverages with the drops, 1, 2, 3 drops, etc. So standard measures, what exactly the standard measures we use for the alcoholic? There are 1 pinch, we say the regular way, that is 1 pinch. These are the sizes. And if it is a 1 dash, you can use as a 1 teaspoon, you can as a 1 tablespoon, the same time standard as jigger, pony, scoop, splash or a syrup, and 1 wine glass, 1 shot, 1 liter. Exactly these are the measuring tools for whatever the terminology we are using in the bar. Mixing method, what are the mixing method? Mixology we have spoken, at the same time what are the mixing methods? Earlier all drinks were built in a glass, stirred and shaken in a hand shaker. Before, what exactly used to happen is, whenever you are mixing a drink, there is a hand shaker, pour all ingredients in that, you can shake. But now the mixology has been drastically changed. Let's discuss about what exactly the mixing methods do we have. Today different methods are used to mix drinks. The type of drink to be mixed will decide the way it will be mixed. Now, the different methods lead to different in quality, consistency, as well as speed and service of the drink. Now, some drinks are always mixed in the same way every time. Some can be made into 2 or 3 different ways. What is shaking? Different type of mixings we have discussed. One is shake, blend, build, stir, and electrical blenders. Whenever you are making a cocktail, you need to mixology. So what kind of basic mixing method do we have? Shake, blend, build, and stir, and electrical blenders. Now, what is exactly the shaking? Let's have a brief look about the thing. To mix the drinks by hand in a shaker using a mechanical mixer or a shaker mixer, there would be a mixer would be there. Whatever the ingredients we have spoken, pour all ingredients with hand you can mix, otherwise mechanical also you can mix. The same time it's done if the drink contains all ingredients, does not really mix with spirits such as sugar, cream and egg and fruit juice. Ice cubes are put in the shaker up to 3/4 and other ingredients are poured in. Whenever you are shaking, you can put ice cubes, and the same time whatever ingredients you are using, you can pour all ingredients and you shake, you can shake well. The shaker is given a short, sharp and snappy shake, and when water begins to condense on the surface of the shaker, the cocktail is chilled. What exactly will happen is, whatever the shaker you are using, it kind of a glass with the cap, you put all ice cubes in that. The same time what ingredients are there, you'll put in that. Whenever you are shaking, whenever that glass shaker, whenever the steel shaker, it swells, it gives you water kind of thing, then the cocktail is ready. After straining, the drinks are stirred with the mental glass or red mixed glass, and muddling the ingredients is done with the muddler or a spaced. The drink is ready to serve. So whenever you remove the drink from the shaker and you stir it, you strain it, and it's ready to serve. Now, what exactly is a blending? Blending is to mix an electrical blender. There would be an electrical blender is there where you can mix also. Any drink that can be shaken can also be blended. So, whatever your shaking method you are using to make a cocktail, it may consume the time. It may come because that is a man handling where you can electrically, you can blend the cocktails. Whatever you are using for the shaking, so you can use as a blending also. But the any drink that has solid food or ice has to be blended, not to just shaken. If it is a cubes of ice is there, you can blend as well. Example, strawberry daiquiri or a frozen margarita. So exactly what will happen is, whenever you required ice in that, ice has to mix, so you need to blend only. In shaking purpose, what will happen is, whenever you shake, after shaking, the ice cube will not melt. Ice cube will give you chillness to your cocktail, but in your blender, ice cubes also will mix into cocktail. Blending helps in creating drinks that are smooth and ready to serve. And some recipes are also made by putting crushed ice in the blender. Sometimes we can put a crushed ice in a blender also. Some bar also use electrical blenders in place for the shakers and mixer. What is exactly the blending? This is also one mixing method. What blending is to mix the drink by pouring the ingredients step by step. Step by step, all ingredients if you mix, that is also building of the cocktail. There are directly poured in the glass in which they will be served. The ingredients are floated on top of each other. This process is used to make highball cocktails, fruit juice and tall glasses on hot drinks. The swizzle stick is required to the glass for some drinks, allowing the ingredient to mix. What exactly will happen is, whenever you have 4 to 5 varieties of the ingredients, if you take a tall glass, if you are mixing one by one, that is also known as a building mixer. Now, let's discuss about the stirring. This is also one method of mixology. What is exactly the stirring? Stirring is to just mix the ingredients together, which ice in a mixing glass. The ingredients that mix easily are generally stirred in. The mixer is then strained into a chilled glass and served. Cocktail made with 2 or more spirits plus wine can be made by stirring. It's also like a shaking method. Only whenever you take a few, if it has a few alcoholic ingredients, take alcoholic ingredients and put ice cubes. You can shake it and you can strain it. This is known as the stirring method. Let's discuss about a few other mixing methodology for making the cocktails. We have discussed about few varieties of the mixing methods. Now, the two more mixing methods for the cocktail. One is the layer method. Layer method is very simple. Whenever you take the glass, there would be few ingredients are there. One by one ingredients, the way you lay it, the same way you can make a cocktail also. There is another is a flaming is the method. Flaming is very simple. There are few liquors, you can fire it, you can ignite it to get more flavor in front of the guest. Once you pour all ingredients, you flame it, and once you flame, then the guest can have the drink from that glass. So for this, you required skilled waiters and skilled bartenders to make flame kind of cocktails. Now, what exactly is a mocktail? So we have discussed about the cocktail. Now we will be discussing about the mocktail briefly. If I want to say, the cocktail is a mixture of non-alcoholic beverages, but let's have a brief look after the mocktails also. Mocktail is any mixed drink that does not have alcohol. At the same time, derive the word mock meaning imitate or a mimic. Mocktails are made using juices, cream, sugar, honey, and fruits and herbs and soda. These are the non-alcoholic
alcoholic beverages and mix it together, the same like a cocktail can have it, that is known as a mocktail. Any drink recipe can be modified by simply leaving the alcohol out. So this is a duplication of cocktails only, but if you leave that alcoholic part, it become a mocktail. Very simple way. The drinks will be named with the virgin. So if you say virgin is added, means that alcohol is not there in that cocktail. Like example, pina colada. And the popular cocktails and mocktails include Bloody Mary and Black Dog and Shirley Temple and Virgin Mary. These are the popular cocktails and mocktails. What are the bar equipments? There are few bar equipments required to operate a successful bar counter. There are few popular cocktails and mocktails. Popular cocktails and mocktails include Bloody Mary, Black Dog, Shirley Temple and Virgin Mary. Now, let's discuss about the bar equipments. What exactly that bar equipments we use to run the successful bar operations. Right equipment has a huge effect on a drink quality and the limitation that equipment and space can impose on a drink menu. Because if you have wide range of equipment, then you can provide a good the beverages menu to the guests and customers. The top bartenders have their own toolkit. What exactly we have spoken about, the skilled bartenders and skilled waiters, they have their own setup for the toolkits. The right bar tools have to serve the best quality drinks and have a satisfied customer. If you have successful bartenders and successful waiters, they have their own mix of equipments, they serve better. The profit margins also get affected if proper equipments are not provided. If proper equipments are not provided, the profit also may vary, because if you don't have more equipments and proper equipments, you may not serve great quality beverages to the guest. So repeated guest will not come, so your profitability will not be that much. And though it's difficult to make a complete list, some essential for a medium-sized bar and the listed, some medium bars, they might not be having more equipments like fully equipped bar, so they are unable to make more profits in that. So what glassware you required for running a successful bar? It is the most important bar equipment. It serves many purpose than simply as a medium to serve drinks. What exactly we have spoken is, whenever you are designing a bar menu, you will design according to that. You will purchase glassware. Means there is a law. So each drink you cannot serve in a one variety of the glass. There is a glasses are different for each and every drink. So it impact lot whenever you are selling a beverages. It is considered as a part of the overall bar decor and the theme. And glassware acts as the merchandising tool for the bar, and each liquor glass is designed for a particular type of the liquor, which we have discussed. Each liquor has a different variety of the glass. So each glass works as a merchandise tool. For example, you kept the beer mugs and you kept the wine glasses, you kept the red wine glasses and you kept the champagne tulips. And whenever the customer comes to your bar, he will see that glasses and you will feel it, and he might ask you what exactly this glass and which drink goes with the glass, and he can place order for the drink as well. The temperature that the drink has to be served at also decides the type. The glasses has three basic parts, the bowl and the base foot and the stem. These are the basic part of the glassware. A glass may have one or two, all three of these features. The three major types of glassware are tumblers, footed ware and steamware. Let's discuss in a brief manner what exactly the glasses, what kind of glasses we use in a bar operations. If you see, this is a shot glass, this is a small glass, this is a small glass, this is known as shot glass. It can be used, where the shot glass can be used, we would be discussing in further slides. And this is a cocktail glass, and this is a colon glass, this is a tall glass, this is known as a colon glass. The same kind of glass is there, this is known as a highball glass, and this is known as a smaller compared with the highball glass, this is known as old fashioned glass. This is known as a red wine glass, and the seven is white wine, and this is a champagne tulip, and and it's a brandy sniffer. So these are the glasses varieties we have. If you see deeply the bar operations, let's see what type of glassware and where we use the shot glasses, where exactly we use. Let's see, have a look. The shot glasses also used to measure of measuring drinks. Whenever you are measuring drinks, these shot glasses can be used. And cocktail glass, this glass is a straight angular bellow design and a long stem. It used for a wide range of cocktails. The same time, Colin glass, what exactly is the shape similar to the highball glass, only taller. Colin glasses are commonly used for the soft drinks and the alcoholic beverages as well. And if you see the highball glass, a straight side glass used to serve many types of mixed drinks, like alcohol, like cocktails, mocktails and mixed drinks. Now, world fashion glass, this is a small glass which we have seen, a short and rounded so-called rocks glass suitable for cocktails and liquors out on the rocks. This glass can be served for the few cocktails and the same time which we have discussed on the rocks. What exactly is on the rocks? Pour ice cubes, on the top of ice cubes you can pour liquor. This glass can be used for the on the rocks. The same time, red wine glass, this is a clear glass, a thin glass, can be used for the red wine service. And there is a white wine glass, can be used for the white wine service. The same time, champagne float, this can be used for the champagne service. And the same time, brandy sniffer, used for the brandy service. Now, other bar equipments, there is a cocktail shaker which we have discussed. There is a cocktail shaker is there. There would be steel shaker would be there where you put all mixers in that. You can shake well. This is known as a cocktail shaker. There is a cocktail strainer. Once you mix all ingredients, you need to strain it because there might be ice cubes are there. There might be other ingredients are there. Once you strain, whatever comes out, that is known as cocktail. That is also useful as equipment. And a mixing glass, a glass where drinks that are able to stir but do not require shaking or impact. This is a very simple glass, mixing glass, where you can mix two or three drinks together, but you don't stir in that, just for the mixing purpose. And measuring devices, there are few devices you use for the measuring devices. What exactly the measuring devices? In alcoholic beverages, there are peg system is there, which we have spoken. One is 30 ml and one is 60 ml. You need to measure for that. These are the measuring devices are used. And mixer and a blender, you should have a mixer and blender to mix more than one or two ingredients together. You should be having this equipment also for making a cocktail and mocktail. The same time, there is ice maker also you should be having in bar, because what kind of ice cube varieties you should have, you should design according to that only, that ice maker you should have. Miscellaneous equipment in the bar, there are few other equipments also you required for bar, and let's discuss about the miscellaneous, what equipments you required. Bottle and can opener for the waiter, wine opener. Whenever you want to open a wine, whenever you want to open a beer, there should be a opener has to be there. That opener waiter should have, and there could be corkscrews and ice tongs, ice buckets and scoops. What exactly it is? Ice bucket means whenever you have the ice machine, it can produce ice cube, but you need to deliver that ice cube to the customer. There is a bucket we use to carry that ice, and the same time to take the ice cube from the ice bucket, put in the glasses, that is known as a tongs, ice tongs. And the same time, muddler and bar knives and bar spoon, cutting boards also you should have. The bar counter should have cutting boards also. Sometimes you might be using few ingredients like fruits, you need to cut it also. And the bar sinks and a glass washer and brain boards and bar towels also you should have. And let's have a look of summary what exactly we have discussed now. One is, a bar is a pub or a tavern or a drinking establishment which are licensed to sell alcoholic beverages. Whatever the bar management we have discussed, you should have a license to sell the alcoholic beverages. Depending on the type of the drinks they serve, a bar can be beer bar and a wine bar and a sports bar, a salsa and a mini bar and a banquet bar, a function. It depends on type of drink which you are serving. Bar planning involves designing the bar menu and the bar counters and seating types and decor and the staff and their dress code also. This is also a very important aspect whenever you are establishing a bar. To open a bar, the owner requires some 10 to 20 licenses. Yes, these are the government licenses required to opening a bar. And cocktails and mocktails have become an essential part of a bar operation. The bartender specially trained and mixed cocktails known as a mixologist, which we have spoken. Like, you know, whenever you are making a cocktail and whenever you are making a mocktail, you need to mix two or three ingredient beverages. So whoever is mixing, that waiter or a bartender known as a mixologist. This is a summary for this subject. Thank you very much.